Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. You know her from wrestling, but you're about to know her from The Ring Along, which has a Kickstarter going on now. We're going to talk about that shortly. We got a Nitro girl here. Che, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's great to hear from you. The wrestling world hasn't heard from you in a while, so maybe update us. What's been up with you?
Well, 2 decades, right? Can you believe it? I don't know where the time went, but so since March, I guess it's 2001, the girls and I, we tried our best to stay together. We, you know, did that little music thing for a while. And then from there, we, I think it was time for us to just let each other go individually and to their own successes. And that's what we did. And from there, I competed in fitness for a while. And then met my husband, or actually I've known him for a long time. So we reconnected and you know how that goes. And then 3 kids and we've been in Dallas now for 10 years.
Oh, that's amazing. It's great
from Atlanta.
Great to hear that you're doing well. Do you keep in touch with any of the old Nitro girls?
Of course. I mean, we can't get rid of each other even if we wanted to. We're connected so deeply. I mean, I think I'm connected more with those girls than really anybody else in my life, even family, believe it or not. But so, you know, everyone's very busy. So we try to stay connected, but we don't do too good of a job, but that's okay. We are very respectful of each other's private times, but we're always there when something good happens, like when Vanessa got married, you know, a handful of years ago. And we're always definitely there when something not so good happens. So we can always count on each other.
So, I mean, the Nitro girls are so fondly remembered. That was such an important time in pro wrestling. And you guys would be on the screen multiple times a night. You all would be getting more screen time than a lot of the top wrestlers would be.
Right.
I mean, what was it like for you in that period? Because I'm sure, like, constantly you would get recognized when you were out. And, I mean, you all were celebrities.
Well, you know what, though? But I'm speaking for all the girls when I say this. Strangely enough, we always stay humbled and we always wonder what the big fuss was about. But I do have to say, so we debuted in July, and that following February, it was AC Jazz and Fire and I, we were in Hawaii for Pro Bowl. And we rented a Jeep and were driving around, and this car pulled up next to us at the traffic light and asked us if we were the Nitro girls. So of all places, it's not like in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Atlanta is the main event, you know, with Sting and Lex Luger owning the gym. You know, there was, you know, especially us being based out of Atlanta. But being somewhere like Hawaii where you had to fly for like 8-9 hours, and we're like, what? You know, so yeah, that was kind of a surreal experience. But honestly, none of us, we really didn't think anything of it, but we just had a great time.
So maybe tell the people how it is you became a Nitro Girl. Was it like an open casting call? Was it a tryout? How did that work?
At the time, I was cheering for the Falcons.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, in Kimberly, you know, so the hub of wrestling besides Turner Sports in Atlanta at the time was Main Event, again, you know, it's owned by Sting and Lex Luger. So that was a big wrestling, you know, central grand state, you know, station, if you want to call it. And when Kimberly wanted to start the group, there were some girls, actually Spice worked out at the gym, and she knew Kimberly personally. And Spice at the time was dancing. She was a dancer for Life College, which is a great, you know, chiropractic, you know, university in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Amy, AC Jazz, also knew Kimberly from working out at the gym. So naturally, Kimberly reached out to both Spice and AC Jazz. And I don't even think they even had to audition. So I think Kimberly knew that Amy and Melissa were the two of the girls that she wanted. And she reached out to them and said, hey, you know, what can you do to help us, help me, you know, audition some more girls. And Amy, she was also a cheerleader for the Falcons. So she just sent a message out to the Falcons cheerleaders and said, hey, you know, there's an audition for a live TV show. And of course, you know, all these girls are so young. We were so young. We're like, sure, TV show.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Yeah. So the audition that I had was exclusively consist of the Falcons cheerleaders.
That's cool.
You can say that, you know, Kimberly had her pick, so yeah.
And I mean, obviously things blew up for you. You all were in a video game even. They put you in the WCW Thunder game. Was there anything extra that you had to do for that? Or did you have to film anything or do any photos?
No, they came to us. It was kind of one of those like body imaging where you stood in the middle of this like a big, like a tent.
Yeah.
And I think it was some kind of a scanner that went around and probably measured every square inch of our body in maybe likeness of our faces. I don't know. But that was exciting. And honestly, I know Kimberly but Melissa and Amy. Oh, and you know what? Terry also. Mm-hmm. Fire also worked out at Main Event too. So they knew the wrestling industry, but a lot of us, we didn't, and I really didn't know what Nitro was. I mean, I knew Hulk Hogan, because who doesn't know Hulk Hogan,
yeah,
right? But I really didn't know that Nitro was such a hot thing, and I didn't, let alone pro wrestling was such a hot thing.
The number one show on cable at the time.
Right, yeah. right.
So when you get put in a video game and all that, like, do you get anything extra for it? Or are they like, hey, we're going to give you an extra payday for that?
Yeah, it's licensing. They're using your likeness. So I have to tell you, you know what? I think we got like one big check at one point, and I don't remember if we got any more after that. But it was a nice enough size where I actually used it for down payment on a new car.
That's awesome. I mean, that's great. And the Nitro Girls were a part of Ready to Rumble as well. Like, I mean, it's one thing, like, you go from the Falcons to the number one cable rated show, you're in a video game, and then they're like, oh, hey, by the way, do you want to be in a movie? Please tell me how this comes about and, like anything in relation to that.
Well, I mean, you know, there was a big buzz about a movie coming, and rightfully so, because, I mean, why not? It was the hottest thing, and, you know, you just have to just see what all you can create from it. You know, because we even had, like, Nitro Grill. Remember the restaurant?
Yeah, you did.
So, you know, we weren't sure to what extent that we were going to be involved.
Sure.
But I do know that we had to practice with Rose McGowan, who played the lead Nitro Girl. And we were based out of L.A. for about 2 months for that. We stayed at this hotel downtown, and it was our room 24/7 for 2 months, and we traveled in and out. Instead of our hometowns, we traveled in and out of LA And then we'd go back, you know, whenever we weren't working Nitro, be on the set, you know, we had our own trailers. So it was a really fun experience. But at the same time, it felt natural. Mm-hmm. I think because we were part of like the hottest production on cable TV, right?
Yes.
So we were used to things that you see in the backstage, all the lights, cameras, cameraman, you know, and even like right down to the craft service, you know, table full of food. So it was a natural, we felt natural in it, but at the same time, seeing some of the stars and at the end, going to premiere, that was something very special. And I remember I brought my dad, and, you know, he's only seen me on Nitro, and then there was that one locker scene, I don't know, where, you know, we're kind of in our, you know, underwear.
<Yeah.
laughs> I just remember, like, sitting next to my dad and seeing the movie going, all right, what's telling my dad, Dad, is something like,
Did you all have to join like the Screen Actors Guild for that or anything?
Because we put in enough hours, we actually became a member. So, which was a huge treat. But at the same time, you know, when I knew that my life was taking a fork to the other side of marriage and kids and all that. Because, you know, you have to pay dues every year, sure. Things like that. And it just, you know, I just let it expire. But I have to say, we still get checks.
I was about to ask, because Tony Schiavone says that, like, once a year, he'll get, like, a $100 check or something.
He's getting a lot more than we're getting. Because if you think about it, I think the way it works is, it also depends if you had a speaking role.
Yes.
And we didn't. You know, and I don't know how they break it down, but I want to say the speaking role is definitely more valuable than like screen time. You know, even if we would have had more screen time in somebody, but if they had a speaking role, then I think that's just kind of, I don't know how it works. But we get, sometimes I can tell you that I've gotten a check where I'm like, I think they spend more money on postage than they did.
Do you mind telling me how much?
Oh my gosh, I think it was like 60 something cents at one point.
Amazing.
But I think we do get it actually quarterly. I don't know if Tony's getting it once a year, but I mean it was substantial at one point. But I mean 20 years later.
Yeah.
But we still get it.
Have those like gone up at all since it's like readily available on demand? Like, I mean, their rentals have actually went up again because everything is accessible to people now.
Right. Everything is accessible. And I think what's happening is, I think 20 year is a good mark where things become like has been to now it's nostalgic.
Yes.
You know, and somebody that watched us in high school or had those like Nitro college frat parties, now they're well into their late 30s, early 40s, and
they have disposable income. They've got big boy jobs now.
Well, right, and also too, you know, it's kind of a life cycle where you reflect on those good carefree times.
Yeah,
you know, with fond memories. It's a part of your childhood. So I think because of that, yes, maybe there might have been like an uptick, but I don't think it was anything very noticeable.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every time, it's a joke in our house, every time that check comes, my husband's like,
oh, here it is.
Yeah, you're going to take me out on a dinner with this? And I'm like, I don't know where you're going. Maybe to 7-Eleven for a dessert for Slurpee. Lotto ticket. You know what I need to do is I need to buy a lotto ticket.
You do, and you can turn that 60 cents into something more. Then you got another down payment eventually.
I know, right?
So you mentioned the Nitro girls going their separate ways after 2001. Did WWE ever contact you, like, for any reason, whether it be a documentary or to come in or anything?
Nope. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
But they haven't. Yeah, they haven't. You know what's really interesting that just kind of dawned on me is even though there were, you know, kind of like world champion, heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
There's one, and then after another, and after another. But like, it's kind of neat that there weren't any Nitro girls after that.
Yeah.
Right. There wasn't another Nitro girl concept created. So it is kind of neat. We feel special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have seen several of the Nitro girls wrestle as well. Did they ever approach you and say, maybe you're going to wrestle a match or anything like that?
No. I do know, vaguely remember, I think I got in some kind of a little scuffle with Stacy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I don't know what it was all about. I just remember, like, it's just so funny because I remember jumping on her and calling her like spring chicken. Well, because she was so young, and you know, yeah. But as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh my gosh, Jay, where did you pull spring chicken out of? Anyway, I'm like hoping nobody heard the spring chicken. But no, I'm actually the very only original Nitro girl that actually lasted to the very, very end. You know, March of 2001 in Panama City, I think all the girls, rest of the Nitro girls, were the ones that came on way after.
So, so if I remember, you were there for that last Nitro, correct?
Yes, in Panama City.
What was the vibe there like? Because, I mean, obviously you all knew what was going on at that point.
Well, we didn't really know. We didn't really know. There was such an uncertainty. We knew that there was uncertainty. And I know that when we were in Australia in 2000, for the longest time, we really thought Eric was just going to come scoop us up.
Yeah.
And I think that was the plan. But, you know, and we, I don't know if, maybe there were certain guys that really truly knew, but there were many of us who could only speculate.
Yeah.
So it was a big shock. Yeah.
So you mentioned Australia. When was that? Was that after WCW closed or?
No, it was, we went there right after the Olympics 2000.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Because I just remember, like, seeing the Sydney Harbour, and they still had the Olympic rings displayed on there.
Well, I also want people to learn about the ring-along system that you have. This is something that, you've obviously worked very hard on. There's a Kickstarter campaign going on right now. And I showed my wife this, and she was like, oh. Like she took a glance at this, and she was like, oh, that's nice. Please tell the people about this.
Well, it obviously came out of necessity, you know, because I think the bags are either they cater to our needs for function or fashion. And, you know, we have these like big fashion tote bags, and it's just big open space, right? And they do offer different kinds of organizers to keep your things organized. But really the best thing that I found were just individual pouches, because they keep things separate, and you could just kind of take one bag and go and whatnot. So it just, the idea came out of necessity, especially when I was struggling with having three kids, you know, two toddlers, an infant, and I don't know if you have kids, but having kid, you're like a walking drugstore. From the snack aisle to the diaper aisle to butt cream aisles and Band-Aids. And it's just, you gotta be ready to save a life at any point. Because, I mean, when they're hungry, they're about to die of starvation. And when they're bleeding, you think that they're just going to bleed to death right in front of your eyes. So you have to have all these things. And I was just so overwhelmed. And what would happen is I'm constantly just digging through my bag to find like a certain pouch if I needed a Band-Aid. And one day I thought, gosh, I mean, there's a way that I can keep it all together. And that's I don't know if you've seen the concept of it.
Yes, I have.
Each storage pouch is going to be offered in different materials and sizes to kind of figure, you know, to custom fit what you need it for. And each of the pouches, I put small rings on the corner, and they're hinged, so you can clip it on, and you can just push with one finger and unclip it. So it keeps everything together, and there's a larger ring that keeps it together, and you can wrap the strap around you can wrap the ring around the bag strap. So it keeps all the pouches like displayed on top, so you don't have to dig for things anymore. And another fun, well, inventive utility of it is each one of the pouches have another spring ring on the opposite. So at any point, if you just want to take one bag, you just unclip it, and you can clip on a bag strap and just take it with you. So what I typically do is, I mean, we're in and out of the car all the time between kids' sports and stuff. And I don't want to take my big old bag, so I usually keep it in the car. I put, like, something over it to keep it safe. But I just unclip the little pouch with my phone and my wallet and some change in it, and I have my bag strap. And I just put it around myself as a crossbody, and I leave the big luggage.
That's what my wife does too. She's always like, "Do I need to take my big purse? Because I don't really want to."
I don't really want to, and do I really need it?
Yes.
But I might need it. I might not. So she can take the big purse, and then if she's walking in somewhere, she doesn't have to carry it. She can just leave what she doesn't need in the car, secure with like something over it, and just take what she needs. So, and then it has so many other applications. I did a sort of demo video. We have an English lab, and he takes me on walks because he's so strong. So I put harness on him because it's easier to kind of control him. And the top of the harness is a little D-ring where you clip the leash. Well, I don't want to carry, sometimes, you know, I carry my phone, my AirPods. So I just clip on one of these pouches on the D-ring, and I let my dog carry it for me. So it has many applications.
Cool.
Yes, but that's pretty much the concept, and I have a utility patent on it. And so I'm an inventor.
Yeah.
20 years later.
And you guys can learn more at ring-along.com. There's great like demo videos. You can see the sizes, the materials, all that stuff, anything you could possibly want to know. You can also pre-order this on Kickstarter right now. When I saw this, I was like, man, that's fascinating. And I showed my wife, and she was like, oh my gosh, like why? It was one of those, why didn't anybody think of that type of things?
Well, here's the thing. Do you remember when we used to just have those like really small wobbly wheels and luggages.
Yeah.
And then it was actually an airline pilot many years ago that thought, why don't I use much better wheels, like rollerblade wheels, and do a retractable handle.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how those, you know, those luggages came about. So it's just, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be something mind-blowing. But
sure.
Just simple adjustment can really, you know, change the way you do things.
Well, guys, we encourage you to check this out. The links will all be in the video and the article, all that good stuff. You can also follow Shay on social media. We're so glad that you spoke with us. It's been great catching up with you, and we hope people check out the Ring Along.
John, you've been awesome, and thank you so much for being flexible today, and I really, really appreciate it.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.